Hey guys,
welcome or welcome back to Likewise Pod. I'm Issa.
And I'm Sam, and we're so excited for another episode this week. And let me tell you, we've been looking forward to this one. Like, this is right up our alley.
Oh my gosh, literally so stoked for this. And last week we teased a little bit about it saying, oh my gosh, we're so excited for next week's episode. Even though it's something we've kind of done before, but not in the way that we're doing it. And let me tell you, digital love languages, never done before, well, by us.
Right.
But we've definitely talked about it before, but I don't think we've ever really thought about it as, like, digital love languages. Or maybe we have, I don't know, I should probably listen to past episodes.
Right. Like, I feel like most of these things, I think it relates most to our, like, little things episode, because we mentioned some of these things in that, but thinking of, like, all these little actions and quotes and everything as digital love languages is just so cute, because if you know us, you know we love love languages, personality types, tests, everything. And that just kind of goes along with us, and it made us think a little deeper about it, and then also have, like, more examples. And yeah, we're super excited to share some of our digital love languages.
Yes. But before we get into that, of course, as always, as per usual, we're going to start with our roses and thorns. So, Sam, what are your roses and thorns for the week?
Okay. My thorn is that I'm kind of flopping on reading this week, which can't happen right now. And it's actually not that bad. Like, I am ahead of schedule, or, like, honestly lined up right where I need to be, where I finished my last arc, like, a little early, so I got to start on this next one I had. But I have to be done with that one in a couple days, so I'm just like, oops, I didn't read much this week, so it's kind of hitting me now, and anticipating getting, like, a couple more in the next, like, couple weeks, so that's just gonna, like, all stack up. So I just wanna,
hopefully,
yeah, I need to be better don't sure hopefully I need to be better at staying on top of, like, getting these read in these short time frames, because I also have so many books that, like, I got for Christmas or and stuff that, like, I want to read, like, my whole stack sitting over there, and I'm like, when am I going to get to my Christmas books, or when am I even going to get to my books that I've had for, like, over 2 years now? Because I'm just, like, in my Kindle era, in my ARC era. But yeah, so I need to not flop reading anymore. And my rose, number one, I dyed and cut my hair. And I'm obsessed with it, and I gave myself bangs.
I'm obsessed with it.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Honestly, I was so scared, because I was like, I know Issa, like, cuts her own hair all the time, and I was like, but I've never cut my own hair. I was so scared, but, like, I was also like, how
I remember when I cut your hair, went to chop out of the middle.
That was so funny. But
that was so funny.
I was thinking about that. I thought about that when I started, like, I cut, like, about an inch and a half off, maybe two, and I was like, oh, should I just, like, keep going and, like, go shorter? But at that point, I already had my whole head even, and I was like, if I start going shorter, I'm gonna severely mess up, because, like, I can't, like, everything, like, I can't do the back of my head like that. So, yeah. It went very well, and honestly, my mindset was this. What's the worst that could happen when I have, like, naturally wavy hair? If it's uneven, like, who's gonna know? I mean, but it's not that uneven, because I, like, straightened it after I dyed it, and it looks awesome. Okay, second rose, really random. I made a stromboli last night. Yeah, and I made, like, the perfect butter, parmesan, garlic, like, melted buttery sauce, and it tasted just like a Domino's, like, parm bite situation. But I, like, okay, so I made that butter, and I, like, spread it on my pizza dough, like, that I had laid out flat, and then I put all my ingredients on, and I rolled it up, and then I put the butter on the top as well, and it was delicious.
Dang. Chef Bambi B.
Yes, I am kind of in my chef era, and it's really awesome.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm gonna pro con pro this.
I love that.
Rose, thorn, thorn, pro, rose. I almost said I said Rose Thorn Pro. Whoops. Okay, so Rose is that I went to a show last night, and that's the setup for, like, my thorns. So, my thorns, yesterday, so the show, I bought tickets for, like, the day before, on Tuesday, and it was, like, $15, and then after taxes and fees, it was, like, $24. So I was like, honestly, that's really good. Less than $25 for a show, and then I was expecting to pay, like, maybe $20 for parking or whatever. Like, that's fine. That's the usual. I get there last night. There's no street parking anywhere near. I'm like, you're kidding. Live, love, love that. And it's in, like, Cap Hill. So, really, no parking anywhere. I'm like, you're kidding. So I go to this lot, and I, like, do, like, pay by phone or whatever, and it's $30 for 3 hours. So I want to cry at this point. I was like, you know what? I want to be close to first in line so that I can get, like, a good spot, so I can get the front, basically. Not basically. I want to get the front, obviously. So I was like, I was stressing. So I was like, you know what? Fine, I'll just do it. And so I paid the $30 for 3 hours, and I was like, shoot, maybe I should have done 4 hours. No, it'll be fine. I get to the doors, and it says, like, oh, his set goes till 10, and my parking goes through 9:15. It's like, frick. So I extended it another hour, and it was $20 more. So I literally paid $50 for a $25 show. Like, right. That is so rude. Honestly, whatever. I'm like, you're kidding. Okay, also, I've read every single day this year, and, like, for me, I qualify reading as, like, a chapter or something, you know, like,
yeah,
not just a word, not just, like, a page or two, but, like, a chapter, something substantial, you know? I've read every day this year, and so yesterday was the first day that I haven't read, literally, 1 out of 25 days, I haven't read. And actually, I haven't read today, but I'll read later, maybe, hopefully. Oh, I'm gonna cry if I don't. Anyways, but yeah, you know what, Sam, very same page. Like, I have so many books on my TBR and, like, my physical bookshelf, but, like,
yeah.
I'm kind of in my Kindle era right now, just with Libby, and I have all my, like, Libby books are being, like, available right now, but I keep having to be like, no, deliver later, deliver later, deliver later. I'm like, oh my gosh. And also, like, all the ARCs too, and I'm like, okay, low-key struggling with an ARC right now, and I feel so bad, but I just can't do it. So I'm, like, gonna start Assassin's Blade.
Nope.
And, like, hopefully read that so fast. But yeah, anyways, Rose is that, like, the show I went to last night. It was Corey Harper, one of the loves of my life. Corey, if you're listening, I'm not, like, weird. but yeah, made some more concert friends last night, and he remembers me, and yeah, it's so fun. And I got a set list again, and he signed it. Give us some hugs, you know, it's casual, it's chill, so good, so fun. And now me and the other girls were like, okay, so Corey, first of all, questions: do you still talk to Niall and JB? Also, could you hook us up with, like, some Noah backstage passes or something?
Right.
Like, let's all just hang out. Let's all just be friends. In a not weird, creepy way. Like, this is all very normal stuff, guys. We're not crazy, like, fangirls like that.
Right.
We're just casual friends.
I love that. Shout out you for being his number one listener, probably.
There's no way that I wasn't. Oh my gosh. Okay, that makes me sound so, so fangirly, but it was the experiment. It was an experiment.
Ah. Yeah.
And now we know what happens after you conduct an experiment on Spotify. It totally affects your entire Wrapped, not just you being someone's number one listener.
Right.
That was my aim, not all my songs and all my artists and everything. But it's fine.
Oh, goodness. You know what I realized? We didn't even think to just, like, mention love languages, like, as a concept in general before we even got into, like, digital love languages, which is kind of funny.
Oh my gosh, true.
So, like, quick little rundown. Like, if you don't know love languages, first of all, what are you doing?
Wait, actually, I think one of, like, our very first episodes, yeah, was, like, love languages. I mean, there was, like, personality types, but I think we also talked about love languages.
Oh, we most definitely did.
tea. But yeah, no, we should definitely give a rundown now because we are much more knowledgeable. Actually, I'm not that much more
Right.
knowledgeable, just like 2% more knowledgeable, maybe.
No, honestly, same. But we at least like know all of them.
Yeah, true. We have more experience with them now.
True.
So, love languages.
Yes.
What are they?
You know,
Why are they important?
right. And obviously, okay, important fact number one is that there are like multiple ways to like have a love language. So like while there is like however many love languages, and you might have like a top one or like two that are really high up for you that you consider your love languages, you also have to think, well, is that how I like to receive love or how I like to show and give love? So before we, you know, tell you what the love languages are, I think you should know that.
Yeah, and your love languages can change over time, and like they can like shift and they can move.
Right, and in
And
different
I tell
relationships.
you, mine have changed significantly since our very first podcast episode. Oh my word, it's absolutely wild where I am now. And I mean, I'm still words of app through and through, but yeah. Oh yeah, and like Sam was just saying, like you can have like different love languages and different relationships and different kinds of relationships. So, like love languages that you like to show or receive love, like with your family, can be very different from how you like to show or receive love with your friends, can be very different from how you like to show and receive love in romantic relationships as well.
Yes. Good fact. So yeah. Well, the first one I think of, obviously, because it's mine, or like my receiving one, is quality time, which obviously it's self-explanatory. You feel of, you know, when you're sharing like more just like moments and like doing things with someone, or like even it doesn't even have to be like you're doing something, but just like the act of spending time with somebody.
Yeah, like a friend of mine, like me and my friend in high school, my friend and I, we would literally after school we'd go to each other's houses and like take like an hour or two nap. And as soon as we woke up, we're like, nice, love you, bye. Like literally that's all we would do is we'd take a nap real quick and then leave and then go home or whatever, you know? So that is like
That's
such a
quality
simple
time.
act of quality time that's you're not even conscious for.
Right? That's so funny.
Yeah, and my biggest love language, the one I think of the most, obviously because it's the biggest one, like the one that I like to receive and the one I like to give most often is words of affirmation. So this could be a note, this could be a text, this could be a conversation, this could be yeah, like face to face, or you know, it could be whatever, but just saying things, not like surface level things like, oh, I like your hair, but also I like your hair, like surface level also does feel good, but like more thought out, like,
Validating.
oh yeah, more validating, like, oh, this, like if you send me a text or like send me like a TikTok or a reel or something, be like, oh my gosh, this made me think of you, or wow, this band made me think of you, or this song made me think of you, you know, like this made me think of you, gets me right in the heart every time. I'm like, ah, really?
Right.
What do you think? But yeah, no, it's just little things.
Yeah, like something that like just really shows that it like makes you feel validated in the fact that you're like, oh, this person does care about me like as much as I care about them or whatever. You know, like I feel like that's kind of like sometimes what your receiving love language like does in your head is like it makes you like feel validated in your like relationship with somebody, like all kinds of relationships. And then obviously so we don't spend too much time on them, the other ones quick and easy. Physical touch, I'm not really about it. But like so good for you if you are. I wish I could be a physical touch person so bad.
It's actually really funny
And I just
because
can't.
in the past couple of years, I've really become like a physical touch person, but like receiving, I don't know, like
I
I don't
can't
love
give
giving it
it.
because I'm like I
No.
don't know how people feel
How?
about it, so I'm like, that's not how I show love. But like receiving, I'm like, oh wait, it kind of that's kind of nice, which
Right.
is wild because physical touch used to be like dead last.
I've gotten better about it too, just from like exposure, but like, I mean,
exposure
I've,
therapy.
I've always like been like a hugger and like those things like that, like my friends. But then like being in my relationship, I'm with someone who's like, honestly, I think number one or two love language is physical touch. And so like that has been exposure for real, because I've, you know, obviously you want to like interact mm-hmm. with someone and show them their love language. That's just like what you can do as like a good friend, good partner, good whatever. So it's hard, but yeah.
Yeah. And another one is acts of service. So that's just like doing someone else's chores for them, or, you know, picking up someone's groceries for them because they've had a hard week, or even just being like, hey, how can I help you out? Or, you know, just
being thoughtful,
doing an act of service. Like, yeah, being thoughtful in someone's life and like helping them with things that they've got trouble with or something.
Right. Yeah. And then there is gifting, giving and receiving gifts. And I mean, it obviously doesn't have to be like super like related to monetary value, but like, you know, giving someone something, because, you know, some people like aren't great with words, but like they think, you know, giving people meaningful gifts or something. Or like I see things like making someone a playlist is like also low-key gifting.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, no, for sure. Like that's what I was just thinking. Like I feel like a lot of things can be, I feel like gifting and words of aff can so easily mm-hmm. be not mixed up, like they can be like tied together, because like I was thinking like, yeah, make someone a mixtape.
That'll and like acts so of or, like, service and or, like, gifting.
Yeah, or like
they're really
give someone a book that they really want to read, or like be like, oh my gosh, this made me think of you. Like this book made me think of you. This movie made me think of you. This song, whatever, you know, all the things. Quality time and physical touch. In order to physically touch someone, you got to be spending time with them.
Right. You're so right. Did we forget anything? Thanks. I feel like we did a lot of them.
Yeah, no. The five love languages.
Oh, perfect. Well, I mean, okay, my view of these love languages, and especially when you like shift them and make them fully digital, like how we're doing today, is just like that it's an art. That is my view on it. Like, mm-hmm. it is simply an art, because people want to like go about doing these things online without seeming creepy. Like, I feel like that's like the biggest concern is like, you're like, oh, I want to send this to someone, or I want to do this for them, whatever, but I don't want them to think it's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But like, honestly, like with most of my friends, I feel like we've all like overcome that. And even now, like with how many friends we've made online, I think we've had a lot more success from like everything we do digitally that we'll mention. And so we've kind of like learned not to hold back and like be scared to like just message someone randomly and stuff. Which also, like I said, people are scared of being creepy. There are still creeps. So
yeah, just don't be weird about it. If you think it could sound weird, maybe revise it.
Right.
But no, literally last week, so Sam's friend that we like all went to Denver with, and like we saw in 1975 with, she posted a photo last week, or like she had a post last week, and I wanted to comment on it, but I didn't because I was like, oh, I don't want to be weird. And I told Sam about it. I was like, oh, I should have just done it. But you know, you'll probably only live with regret if you don't do it. So
I feel like COVID and things, people got a lot more comfortable with like fully digital things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so it became like so much more normal. Like half this stuff is like super normalized now, which is really great.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. And oh my gosh, this list, I mean, there's probably so many more, but this is just like, this list is like just the things, honestly, that pertain to like me and Sam and like our friendship and
right. our digital things we do languages. And things we like.
So good. And the very first thing on our list is voice notes. And we've talked about voice notes so much. We haven't done it lately. Oh my gosh, Sam, we need to send voice notes more.
I know.
Lately, it's just been business voice notes.
Yeah, no.
Actually, yeah, true.
Oh my gosh, we really need to. One that's so funny, I had never like used voice notes before until when I started like working for H3R, like when mm-hmm. that all started. That was like my first experience with voice notes, and it was so funny because me and Nicole, the founder, we literally would just send each other like 20 plus minute voice notes, which was like really chaotic then, but it like honestly was so great. But I love a long voice note. Sometimes it's just easier to, like, say exactly what's on your mind, or, like, I don't know, feel like you're having a conversation with someone and, like, really communicate, like, tone and things outside of just mm-hmm. text.
Yeah. Okay. On that note, like, I was just thinking about this because, okay, like, however many months ago, it was probably, like, 6-8 months ago or something now, but, like, Sam, she sent me, like, a million voice notes that were, like, 2-3 minutes long, just talking about, like, whatever was going on in her life at that time. And I was driving to work, and I couldn't even finish all of the voice notes on my 30-minute drive. And she was still sending more. I was like, okay, I'm so sorry. I'll listen to, like, these later. She's like, oh, no, you're good. I was like, I'll listen to them later, like, when I have a break or something. She's like, no, you're good. I just need to say it. I was like, that's so funny. But then I was also thinking, like, also, like, sending videos, like, Snap videos.
Oh, my gosh, I love those.
Like,
when you run out of time.
Now that it's been upgraded, like, promoted, I don't know. Now that you can do, like, 2-minute Snap videos, I go crazy. But also, I run out of time still because I talk so much. But the other day, I was just like, okay, you know what? This is too much to type, so I'm just going to send you a video. And then so I sent Sam a video. I was like, this is so much fun. But also, it's so weird because I'm like, this is so weird just watching myself talk. But also, having a podcast, I, like, listen to myself talk. And then also YouTube, like, I sometimes have to watch and listen to myself talk. So I'm like, this is just weird. Weird. But it's still so much fun. And it's like, even though we do have a snap streak and, like, we do, like, technically, like, see each other's faces every day, like, still, like, sending more than just a message on there, like, sending a video or more than just a text is so fun.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's
feels more personal.
Yeah, no, I love that. Like, there's definitely spurts where, like, I mean, it's rare that you and I have days where we don't have, like, an active conversation because we're usually always, like, talking about something, planning something, doing whatever. But I feel like after, like, bigger projects or things we worked on for a longer time, like, after Podmas, there was definitely, like, a chunk of a couple days where, like, we still, like, sent each other pictures, we did whatever, but, like, I'm 100% sure we, like, just did not have, like, a conversation because we were so, like, burnt out from doing that. So
it took it out of us.
Yeah, the only conversations were, like, if we were, like, reading a book or something.
Yeah.
But no, amazing. Okay, the next one. Oh, we've already mentioned this in a couple times, but just, like, the quote, like, saying, like, oh, this made me think of you, or, like, my favorite thing when I send, like, someone a meme is just to say, like, us.
Yes, I love that. Because, I mean, yes, the made me think of you is so much fun. I was like, oh, that's so nice. But I love it so much more when someone's like, this is us. Because it's like, oh my gosh, like, that's like a memory.
They saw this and, like, thought sharing of me and them together. Just like, it's not just me. It's they're thinking about us.
Yes. Oh my gosh. No, I love it. So many fun things.
Yes. Oh, I love.
Okay. The next one is, like, okay, another quote sort of thing, but it's like, I know you've been blank, like, dot, dot, dot. It's an example, like, sending a crochet post or pattern to your friend who likes to crochet or is trying to learn, like, valuing an interest of theirs that maybe isn't one of your hobbies, you know? Or, like, I don't know, like sports things, for example, or, like, just sending things, like, yeah, like, sports, for example, like, seeing, like, someone's favorite team and being like, oh, I know that this is, like, Sam's favorite team, and, like, I know she really likes this sport, I know she, like, really whatever, like, so, and I see this, and I see that she hasn't liked it, so maybe she hasn't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
But, like, sending her something is like, oh, like, she knows, then she knows that I know that she's interested in something, and whether I'm actually interested or not, she knows that, like, I value her enough and, like, am, like, interested in her life and, like, want to be part of it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Like, it's, like, there's, like, so many things. Or, like, even if it's, like, not, like, sending them something, or, like, maybe just kind of one of those things, like, reaching out to them too and just be like, hey, like, maybe a couple days before your friend and you had, like, a very deep, vulnerable conversation, maybe they opened up to you about something, and, like, it's kind of, like, also a way to, like, check in, like, hey, like, I know you've been feeling this way, da da da, like, you know, just, like, it's just, like, universal. I don't know, there's so many ways that, like, a statement can go, so I love it.
It's like when, I don't know, on, like, I'm on BookTok and Bookstagram and stuff, and but like a lot of things are like, wow, when he listens. So it's like, wow, when you listen to your friend and like not just like hear them, but like actually listen and like check in a couple days later, like Sam was just saying, or like you remember things and then you're able to pull that back and like show them that you do listen, that you are, you know, my friend.
Right. Yes. Okay. Also previously mentioned making someone a playlist, just kind of like randomly just being like, hey, I made you a playlist. Like, I love that. I love when someone makes me playlists, or just like in general, like constantly making playlists together and having it just be like collaborative. Like that was something that was like huge in my romantic relationship. It's huge like with Issa and I, like we have so many collab playlists. It's so fun.
It's so funny, like we have so many. But also Spotify has made it super easy now with blends. Oh, so
yes.
Now we don't even have so to do current. It. But like low key, I kind of skip a lot of songs on the blends because I'm like, I'm not interested in this.
Right. Yeah.
But I listen to our blend so much because I'm like, this is the kind of music I like.
Yes. No, I need to look at our blend like and see how what the update is like right now.
My favorite was right after the Nebraska trip because it was all like Bad Sons, 1975, Wildlife, Ban Camino, Five Sauce. But now it's like a lot of like Olivia Rodrigo, Taylor Swift, Gracie Abrams, which, you know, isn't bad, but like.
That's so interesting. That's
not, yeah.
I know. It's, it like changed so much. Right now. Yeah.
No, same.
I mean, yeah, this is interesting.
Sorry, I sound so angry, but I'm not. Like, very different from other stuff.
Yeah, that's funny.
So funny. Okay, another one is FaceTime dates. And you know what? Sam and I are so privileged in the fact that, like, pros. We do this every single week, literally with the podcast. Like, it's a FaceTime date every week. And usually it's, like, an hour before we record, an hour after.
Right.
Which is so long, especially since she's 2 hours ahead. So it's, like, way late in the night for her. But, yeah.
It's so fun. Like, I was not somebody, I know there's a lot of people who have always been like FaceTime people who have like, I don't know, just for years just would like always be FaceTiming their friends. I just was never that girl. Like, my friends and I never really FaceTimed. Like, the only times I'd ever really used it was like, oh, like being in a long distance relationship or like things like that. So it's like rare that I FaceTime with people. So then it's just like, I don't know, it's just, like, so fun.
Yeah. No, same. Actually, my sister's, like, started FaceTiming me recently. Like, not, like, for, like, big things or anything, just to, like, ask me a question. So I'm like, wait, that's so cute. Like, I want to be that kind of person, but I feel like, I don't know. It's weird to get into it at 24.
It is. It's, like, hard to get into when it's never been, like,
yeah,
your regular communication.
Yeah, which is so funny because it is our regular communication.
It is ours. It is ours. Dang. Okay, sorry. I totally blanked on that.
No, you're
continuing.
Good.
Okay, this next one. So easy. Story likes. Like, that was such a good update on Instagram. Like, the story like. It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, story responses. Oh, my gosh. I love when people respond to my stories. One time, one of my friends, she's like, I think she responded to my close friend's story. And, like, I post on there a lot. As I've said before, and like I get kind of self-conscious about it, but I mean, I post on my regular Instagram story too a lot, and I also get self-conscious about that. Beside the point, one of my friends, she goes, Issa, honestly, I love this. You're like my For You page now that I've deleted TikTok again. I'm like, that's hilarious.
That is so
glad
funny.
You enjoy. Glad someone enjoys.
That's so good.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Another one is niche memes that only you would get. Okay, how this one started, no idea, but like one day Sam just sends me she sends me like an Instagram post and it's just talking, it's like mayors of Yapville or something. I don't even remember like what the first
what
one was
first,
but it was
Yap
like something about yapping, and it was like, now whenever I see Yap, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's me and Sam.
It was like, and it haunted our explore page like
during
after
Podmas.
We sent like one, yeah,
and yeah, like after she sent me one, that's all there was. Like literally, we have screenshots. Oh my gosh, we'll put this on our likewise close friends. But there were like, we have screenshots of when our explore page was literally like 90% of the posts were about yapping from this one singular page, and it's the funniest thing. And then like other ones are like D1 yapper. I'm like, that's so funny.
Yeah, no, like they, and they're still going.
Happy yap-ness.
Like, yeah, like they're definitely less frequent now, but I still see one like almost every day. Or I see similar posts that are just like now the new thing. Like I'm seeing a lot more with WAMP, like, but in that same post format, like the yap ones.
Yes.
And so that's been funny too.
And the funniest thing is that like it's this person making TikToks of like that, and then they like screenshot the TikTok or something, or like they save it and then like screenshot it, and so it's so it has like the TikTok handle in the photo, literally a photo, it's not even a video, which is the funniest thing to me.
yeah I love a niche meme, or like, because sometimes it's just like, wow, me and this friend are really like the only two people who have this like common interest or like just like niche knowledge of like pop culture or something. So like sometimes like something will come up on my TikTok and it'll be like really old school like YouTube people or like something, and it's like, oh, instantly like I send this to like the person I talk about that all the time with, you know, and so it's just like, oh, that's so fun.
Oh my gosh. And like whenever I see like any like 5 seconds of summer like edits or literally anything Callum Hood, immediately sent to my sister.
Oh my gosh.
And one time when you sent me Callum Hood, and then you're like, sent to Olivia. I was like,
yes, this is not for you. This is for your sister.
You're like, you are actually just the messenger. I'm like, you know what? Fair. But like anytime I see like 5 star stuff, I'm like, oh my gosh, has Sam seen this?
Like, I'll send it to her. Like, the way that I send Issa like the most random like thirst trap edits of people, and it's like simply because like, and like they're not even like good half the time, it's just like, oh, this is like a person that like we think about or like we talk about.
The Justin Herbert one today,
right? First of all, is that current?
I don't know,
is that short hair right now? I'm scared.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like, think I've ever seen that.
Like, it's not that I'm not into it. Like, I'm not into, like, his, like, long hair, but, like, his medium hair. I'm like, that's right. The one.
Right. I love that.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, the next one is posting some memes out of nowhere. And like, sending your, like, on this day or, like, however, like, 4 years ago today, memories to people who, like, they were with, or like putting them on your story and things like that, which like honestly, like Issa's the queen of this, like, because sometimes it's like not like yours like really are like the out of nowhere randomness sometimes, where it's like, this isn't even like 4 years ago today, this is just like a really different day 4 years ago, but I love it.
No, lately I've been getting like no, it's so funny. I honestly like snap memories, so funny. Like, I love that they do like random day. Yeah. And so I'm like, that's hilarious. Like, let me post that. And people will be like, what? Why did you find this? But like a lot recently, like, okay, so in college, like one of my friends and I would go out. Like one of our friends, like he would always have his hand up on the ceiling. We don't know why. We really, to this day, I think we've asked him, he's like, for stability. It's like, huh? That makes no sense. Don't know why. And so I like started making all my friends like put their hands on ceilings, and then I would just take a picture of them. And so now like those memories are coming up and I post, I'm like, that's hilarious.
Yeah, no, I love that pic was so funny.
Oh yeah. So next one is like random texts, like, so going back to like however many episodes ago, like it was like a lot of episodes ago, and we were talking about like just sending texts out of nowhere, like reaching out to someone, like, you know, that you've been wanting to talk to for a while, like someone's been on your mind, be like, hey, I've been thinking about you, like you've been on my mind, you've been on my heart, you know, just like reaching out. Like honestly, it's so fun getting those texts, or even if it is someone that like you do have like a relationship with but you maybe don't talk to every day, and sending like a text, be like, lol, look at this, so funny, you know, or like just sending like a totally random, I don't know, one of my friends, she like got a video of like, I don't even know what it was, some Pokemon video, and she sent a screenshot to her group chat today, and she goes, these are the kind of texts I get from my ex-boyfriends. And she's like, this is a boyfriend from high school. And he's like, hey, what do you think about this video? I think it's kind of cool. We're like, what the heck? But like, honestly, those make good memories. And You know what? If you do that, you might end up in a group text. But beside the point, it's fine. like, you know, good memories, good times. Random texts. I love them. Mm-hmm. So fun.
I love them too. Especially because, like, for me, I feel like whenever I get, like, a random text from somebody I haven't talked to in a long time, but, like, I do really care about them, it almost, like, seeing their name come up, like, I get, like, this weird reaction where, like, it's almost like a feeling where, like, your heart drops are, like, kind of, like, the same way, like, where you have, like, that, like, pit in your stomach, like, adrenaline rush, scared, like, roller coaster mm-hmm. feeling. Like, I get
it's
that.
It's like a jump scare.
Yes, I, like, get that feeling, and then I get, like, sad for a second because I'm like, oh my gosh, I really miss that person. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so happy that they texted me. Like, it's, like, this whole, like, super fast cycle of emotions I go through when that happens, and it's just so fun. Yeah, I love it. Also kind of goes along with this. The next one is sending reels and TikToks, because you could also randomly send a reel or TikTok to someone you don't talk to often. Like, I have a friend who, like, I'll randomly get a TikTok from them, like, once every, like, 6 months. And it's just, like, very niche. Like, it's, like, a meme about, like, being a sorority president. And, like, then it's, like, nothing. Like, that's all we, like, send each other.
That's so funny. No, my favorite thing is, like, being in, like, groups on Instagram. Like, my brother, sister, and I will send each other, like, posts all the time. Mm. And then, like, another, like, my other friend group, like, will send each other posts all the time. And, you know, some are more active than others. And sometimes people are like, what the heck? I leave my phone for 10 minutes and there are 93 texts.
No, literally.
That did, in fact, happen when the Logan Lerman photo dropped last, like, September, whatever that was. Oh my gosh. When he, like, came out of hiding or whatever. Anyways. Reels and TikToks. But yeah, no, literally, they're so fun, especially in groups. It does get overwhelming, and sometimes I don't watch them because I'm like, this is too many. Right. Or, like, I'll watch them, like, three at a time over the course of days. But yeah, so fun. Oh my gosh, the next one is actually so fun. I love when Sam does this. Sending a video of your haul. Like, yes, please. Like Sharpay Evans once said, like, I want it all.
Right.
Tell me everything you got. Show me everything you got. Give me a try on. Like, I need to know all the details, please.
Literally. I had a friend send me, like, a video of a haul the other day. And it was, like, so out of nowhere, like, so unexpected. And I just, like, I'm like, why do I have videos from this person? I open it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a haul. This is everything. And then, like, I said something about, like, something I liked from it. Followed up with, like, price info about everything. It was like, yeah, it was this much. Isn't that awesome? And then this was actually only this much. And I was like, that is amazing.
Oh my gosh. Wait, like, at that point, can you also please, like, make, like, a Google Doc or presentation or something, so then I can have, like, links
right
and prices.
I mean, okay,
and
it was
just
hard because it was Marshall's, so, like, there was no, you know, true, so that was true, hard. True. But I was like, fair. Wow, that was amazing. Or, like, sometimes, like, my work friends and I were, like, literally, like, one time I went to Marshall's and I just, like, laid all my stuff out and, like, took a picture and sent it to them because it was, like, people that love going to Marshall's, and I was like, look what I found. It's, like, the sweaters are really good right now. Like, you need to go. So,
oh my gosh, my sister is obsessed with Marshall sweaters right now.
Right now? Oh, that's awesome. Mine was, like, they for some reason had really good ones for, like, a week, and, like, oh, it was right before you visited me was when I went, because that's when I got, like, all those, like, that Levi's jacket that you wore for a photo shoot.
Right. LOL.
Amazing.
So fun. I love
it. Oh my gosh, this is so funny. The last one is watching a movie, show, or sport, like, literally watching anything together over distance. So, like, example here, football season, watching the same games as someone, and, like, you can talk about it, like, over text or something. Oh my gosh, and the challenge, because, like, Issa and I both love the challenge, and so more recently we've, like, both, like, watched it, like, closer to the same time or, like, during. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, that's so funny. And, like, actually, when I was in Pullman, my sister and I, we had FaceTime dates. We only did it, like, 3 or 4 times before she got tired of it. But we watched Challenge 37 together over FaceTime. Like, I would watch it on my computer and she'd watch it on our big TV at home. And we'd like start at the same time or like have to like pause for commercials or whatever, and like we made sure that we were at like the same point in the episode the whole time or whatever, and then we were like talking through it. It's like, oh my gosh, hate this person, oh, can't stand them, oh my gosh, I love this person, wow, you love that person, I hate that person, I'm like, no.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. And in the fall of 2022, Issa and I watched like multiple playoff baseball games at the same time, like live texting, watching them on TV. And that was how our sports podcast was born.
Oh my gosh. Actually, I really miss bonded. That.
I really do.
Sam,
miss that
we need
too.
To watch more sports together. Like, that was like, yeah. So much fun. That was so much fun. Because I was like, I don't know anything about any of these teams, but this is wild what's happening. And like hearing like the commentators be like, give all the stats and like give like their stories and stuff, I'm like, oh my gosh, did you know this about this person? It's like, actually no, I didn't.
Oh,
but
you know what you should do? You should watch the NFL draft this year.
I should.
And we could we could literally talk about how like amazing like a sob story is, or like how much we love someone because of their story.
Or how much they're just banking on their story to get drafted. Sorry.
But yeah, I love to watch it last year.
So fun. Okay, yeah, I'll try. I'll do it. Well, no, I'll try to do it. Yeah. So, again, like, those are just the ones that, like, Sam and I do. And I'm sure that there's more, but... Oh, like, maybe you make a recipe together. Like, this... Or, like, make a food together over distance,
like on,
you know?
Like, FaceTime. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be so cute.
Oh, my God. We're giving you, like, long-distance relationship, long-distance friendship hacks. I've got a lot of those. I've got some tricks up my sleeve.
Ooh. Or, like, oh, my gosh, Marco Polo.
Oh, my gosh. I used to love Marco Polo because, like, that... It was, like, simply because I was annoyed, like, with, like, having to try and send so many Snapchat videos or something that I would, like... sent my whole giant haul through Marco Polo or something.
That's so funny. I love that. Maybe you share a Kindle account and you're reading a book and then you annotate. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, Goodreads. We didn't even mention Goodreads. Like
Goodreads!
liking your friends' status updates on Goodreads. Come
on,
that's
gosh.
A digital
commenting
love language.
On stuff too. Like I every time I see something, I just like it. I like everything in my feed. I'm like, these people are probably so tired of me, but I'm gonna like everything. I'm gonna make sure that they know they're seen.
I couldn't comment until recently because like I kept not being able to like verify my email or whatever, but I finally got to work, so now I can comment.
Interesting. Ooh, love that. Oh my gosh, I comment on so much of your stuff.
I love it though. It's fun.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so I can't think of any more. I mean, other than the however many I just said off the top of my head right now.
Right.
That's so funny. I don't even, that's so funny.
No, I agree. I think we've got a good list.
So that brings us to the end, which, you know what's coming. Song of the week. Which I made a new playlist for. Like, I have been adding songs, like, our songs of the week of season 5 to our, like, big song of the week playlist. Maybe I will. But I've been, like, putting them on a different playlist, which, like, I put the episode down and then the songs of the week that, like, go with the episode
I
right
after. I
love
that. Yeah.
So, there's structure.
Yeah, that's been really good like that.
But, Sam, what is your song of the week?
Okay. My song of the week just came out, like, last weekend, maybe. I had been seeing it getting like teased before it actually came out, so I don't fully know, but I think it just came out last weekend. And it's called Home by Good Neighbors, and it's kind of growing a lot on TikTok, like kind of getting viral. But oh my goodness, I just love it so much. It's so, I posted a TikTok about this too, where I was like, it's so sorority anthem in the best way. Like, it's just like, I don't know, it's such like a nostalgic feeling when you listen to it. So I really love it.
Love that. My song of the week is Love of My Life by Harry Styles. And I was telling Sam this before the episode because I was like, oh, I need to choose my song of the week. And that lately, by lately, I mean like the past probably year or two, I don't know. I've been like trying to find a song that like I've been listening to a lot lately and or like something that like describes my week. Instead of what I'm feeling in the moment, which is what I did mostly like at the beginning because I was like, oh, I don't know what song to choose. And then I just like chose a song that I was feeling in the moment. And I was like, shoot, I kind of want to get back to that and stuff. And so today I've just been really feeling Love of My Life by Harry Styles. And if you've been following the Instagram and seeing the stories, you'll know that on Thursday, which is the day we record, we posted like one of our teasers where it just said daily episodes, but now you know it's a new guest every day, which is so fun. Right. And we're so excited to announce the guests for our week of love. Oops, yes. That's what it's called. Oops, sorry if I just leaked it. That was an unintentional leak, but you know, oh well.
I love a leak.
And picked Love of My Life by Harry Styles. I was like, that's just so good. And so now it's been stuck in my head all day since then. By all day, I mean all 4 hours.
I love that. It was so funny. Actually, when you were going to post that, I was like in the middle of like, I was trying to like load Canva to download it and post the story. I mean, like I knew you were like probably going to do it because you had been doing them or whatever, but I had seen that like the other one from the day before had like gone down. So I was like, perfect. I feel free to post this one now that there's not the other one. And I went to go download it and Canva just wouldn't load. So I gave up and I was like, I'll just do it after work. And then as soon as I closed Canva, I got the notification that likewise tagged me in a story. And that's, I was like, oh, so there it is.
I know. I've been doing the thing where, like, upload, and then, like, once it uploads, you can, like, go in and, like, add tags.
Yeah, I love that. Fun.
I know. I love that, too. Like, one of my friends taught me that at a Sounders game, actually. When we got slushies or icies, whatever they're called. Anyways. Yeah, no, so fun. I know, because yesterday I got impatient, so I was like, you know what? I'm posting it while the first one is still up. And then today I forgot until it was 1:30. I was like, oh, shoot. It was 12:30 yesterday. So, hour late today, or Thursday, Friday. I don't know how we did, because that hasn't happened for us yet.
Right.
But yeah. So fun. Wow, Sam, we're good with these episodes that we have like all of our notes taken down and don't have to like really think on the fly.
Yeah, no, that was so good. And then, but I mean, we did think on the fly.
We did.
And we flew good.
We did. We did do that.
The doors were on the plane.
Hi.
Sorry, that like, was actually so out of pocket, but like also like I just like when I mentioned flying, like I just like could not get the image out of my head of that plane because that was so recent.
That's somebody.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep yawning. That's embarrassing. Actually, so many things in my life are
no. I keep yawning
right now,
too, but so I think we're just yawning back and forth a little bit because like
noticed you yawn.
Oh really? That's so good.
Sorry, I'm just yawning into the camera and then you're yawning because I'm yawning.
Yeah.
Oops, awkward. Okay, anyways, on that note, follow us on whatever streaming platform you use and rate and review because that's so fun. Like, we ins for 2024 are rating, reviewing, and following. And while you're following us on streaming platforms, might as well follow us on Instagram at likewise_pod. Right. So active in our active era. Oh, shoot, that reminds me. Never mind, I'm not going to say it. okay, I will. I was going to take a quiz today. Like, I was going to, like, look up a quiz and be like, what Taylor Swift era am I in? Because I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, I... That's so
This is
fun.
Also embarrassing.
I love I'm that.
Like, I don't know. Not, like, in, but, like, or, like, what Taylor Swift era are you? I'm like, I don't know. I haven't really, like, I like Taylor Swift, but I haven't been, like diehard fan since Speak Now, so
right.
and I went to her show in 2011 at the Tacoma Dome, so
I you know love that. Casual. Oh my gosh, that's actually so great.
So a little bit of trivia for you guys. Look out for likewise bingo card or something. I don't know.
Right.
Or trivia. I don't know. I like it when we do trivia. I think it's fun.
Trivia
but then
is
not
fun.
Everyone participates. But I think more people would participate now that we know more people.
No, you're so right.
Okay, good talk.
Yeah.
Sam, honestly, this is so much fun, and Yeah, I just loved it. I love love languages. I love talking about things and learning things and just having conversations with you. So, yeah, I hope you have a really great rest of your day.
Thanks, Issa, and likewise to you all.
Bye.
Bye.